stole from him. He took advantage of him, didn't he? This man who was just healed. And I've already answered the next question. Who did he take advantage of? Naaman, right? Unquestioning, innocent gratitude. Think about what this man was feeling on his way home. And this holy man, Gehazi, took advantage of that. So, my point is, we have an insider that becomes an outsider. We have a blessed one who has become cursed. So, moving on to the story of Naaman. If we turn backwards in our Bibles to the story of Naaman. Naaman was a Syrian and the commander-in-chief of the army of the king of Aram. He was a man of great valor, highly respected by the kings and all people because the army had won victory after victory in his powerful leadership. Naaman was so successful at war that... Now listen. Naaman was so successful at war that the Hebrew writer of 2 Kings drew the astonishing conclusion that this pagan, this uncircumcised Gentile, this unbeliever had God on his side. Their reasoning was that God had to be at work because nobody could win this many battles without God going before them. Naaman won another battle against Israel. And as part of the spoils of that win, he took an Israelite servant girl into his home to serve his wife. This servant girl noticed the suffering of Naaman, noticed his isolation and pain. She was able to look past him because of the fact that she was a servant and taken from her home. She looked past his wealth and his fame and his power and his military skill and saw his hurt and his loneliness. You know what? Thank God. Thank God for the humble and unpretentious people in our lives who sincerely love and care for us and see our inner need. Can I get an amen on that? She went to Naaman's wife and told her she knew somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody who could take care of her husband's condition. There was a prophet in Israel who knew something about healing. If Naaman went to the prophet, he could be healed of his leprosy. Now, just in case you don't know, I want to tell you a little bit about leprosy. In biblical times, it was an infectious disease that was extremely contagious. True leprosy was. True leprosy was a fungal condition that caused patches of discoloration and thickening of the skin accompanied by ringworms and psoriasis that made the skin itch and peel, often forming sores. Essentially, it began at the extremities and worked its way to the trunk. And it's my understanding, and there are those that probably could say more about this than me, my understanding is that at its worst, appendages could fall off. It was a very serious disease. Leprosy was greatly feared, and therefore people violently avoided lepers. The clothing, the house, and possessions of people infected with the fungus were called unclean. Lepers were mandated to wear torn clothing to keep hair disheveled. They probably had more than me. And cover the lower part of their faces and cry out when people came near, "Unclean! Unclean!" in order to avoid contact with others. Since there was no cure, there was only isolation of the infected person. Wherever possible, lepers were herded into colonies on the outskirts of town or completely outside the town boundaries. The leper was an outcast, a reject, the wretched of the earth. Naaman would have been treated just like every other leper except for the fact that he was a mighty soldier. He had more privileges than other lepers, but he still saw himself as having nothing, as being untouchable. Can you imagine being untouchable? Think about, right now, many of you are touching just sitting here. Think about that. If you were untouchable. You know, whenever I was a chaplain in St. Joseph at Heartland East Hospital, I got many wonderful experiences in regards to all the different types of reasons that people were in the hospital. And although I worked in the heart area where all the heart patients were, for many times we were called off floors to be chaplains to other people if that chaplain was off on vacation or had the day off or something. And we had many AIDS patients in this hospital.